The Burlington City Council recently approved a nearly $158,000 contract to purchase 110 body cameras for the Burlington City Police Department. Deputy Chief of Police Janine Wright says that although some officers have body cams, the new contract will outfit every officer and replace aging technology.
We do have a number of them, but some of them are aged to the point where they aren't working properly anymore. They don't hold a charge for an entire 10-hour shift. And the technology has improved so much that it's just time to get some better technology and to outfit our entire agency. There's some officers who don't even have cameras.
How critical is it to have body cameras for every officer? And is this a situation where every officer gets one individually, or is this where they pass them off each shift to the next officer coming on duty?
No, each officer is assigned a camera, and we have a wall with a bunch of docking stations. They're responsible to make sure that it gets back in the docking station so it can download the information and so it can charge. There are a number of officers that don't have cameras. What we wanted was every officer who goes out in uniform to have a camera, because they're the ones that are going out on a daily basis, stopping vehicles, having that type of activity with the general public. A couple years ago, when we were involved in a shooting in Colchester, we were in a situation where a couple of the officers turned off their cameras. The light was shining. It was giving away their location. And there was a person with a gun that was looking for them, and they felt it was the best decision to shut off the cameras. After that incident, we had a consultant come in and look at our policy and look at that incident and give us best practices for how we can change up our program, number one, so that wouldn't happen again, but also have accountability for, you know, what would happen in the future. And one of the recommendations was that every sworn officer that wears the uniform that goes out, they need to have a camera. And so we have 100 sworn officers, plus we have 5 additional officers that are reserve officers, that are retired officers that come back and work for us. We need to have that number of cameras to outfit everyone who wears the uniform.
What do the officers think about having to wear these? Are they receptive to the idea?
I think they are. There's a number of citizens' complaints that have come in, and we've been able to view the footage and ask the person who made the complaint to come in to our office and view the footage with us. So I think it works both ways. It holds us accountable, but it also holds the public accountable as well. It also tends to, when the officer announces at a scene, hey, just so you know, I'm recording this, it also sometimes allows for a much calmer scene for people that maybe want to try and ramp things up with the police, that when they know they're being recorded, that doesn't happen. I think in the end, it makes for a safer environment for everyone.
Chief Wright, you mentioned earlier that the technology has changed. When you get these newer cameras, will the quality of the video be better than what you've had in the past?
It is supposed to be. I haven't seen it actually compared to the cameras that we have now, but it is supposed to be a better view and a much larger view.
The Burlington Police Department hopes to implement training and distribute the new body cameras within the next 6 weeks. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.